time for another Carbon County School District update here on Castle Country Focus. And joining us in the studio today, we have Superintendent Steve Carlson. Mr. Carlson, it's a pleasure to get you in as we wrap up another school year.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here, and I know you guys do a great service for us and let our principals and other people come on and talk about the great things that are happening with the kids here in Carbon School District.
Well, it's definitely fun to get updates throughout the year and see what's actually going on inside the schools. I think sometimes there's a disconnect between the community and what's happening in the schools, and by talking to the teachers and the principals, it's fun to hear what's going on.
It really is. You know, there's a lot of times, I hate to say it, even with, you know, 10 schools and everything that's going on, there are times that I might see something in the paper or hear about it after, and I think, wow, I wish I would have known that so I could have gone over and watched it or participated in it, because that's really the fun part of my job, is get to see the neat things that are happening out there. And so it's awesome that we get to have this public relations avenue to be able to talk about those things.
Well, the school year, it's over with. I mean, I can't believe how fast it has gone by. I'm sure even faster for you. But as we approach the end of May, I mean, it's definitely time for the teachers to take a break, and even for the students. And over the last month and a half, every teacher or principal we've had in, we've talked about SAGE testing. That's been the big topic.
Yep. You know, SAGE testing is something that it's just what gets measured in the state, and it helps us with our, you know, our school grading and that type of thing. And so it's very important that, we wind down the school year, and when they get through SAGE testing, the teachers are kind of burned out and the kids are definitely burned out. And so it's always, I've often wondered if somewhere hundreds of years ago, if they wouldn't have just had full year school, if we wouldn't be used to this summer off. But I think there would be a lot of teacher and kid burnout if we were going 12 months a year. So I think that summer thing is really, really an important break for the kids and for the teachers to get their batteries recharged.
Yeah. Well, around this time, kids get excited because we have graduation as well. And so you're sending off a large group of students who have worked their way up from kindergarten all the way through the Carbon County School District. It's kind of neat to see when kids finally get that big send-off.
It is. It's always a fun time of the year, and to get to go to graduations and see the great things and hear where they're going. I think I saw a paper that Mr. Bean had sent to us and to the Board of Education, and I'm just shooting from the hip right here, but I think there has been given out about $1.5 million worth of different types of scholarships to the graduates this year. And so that's pretty cool, and you know, they've done a great job. We do have three graduations going on this Friday. Carbon High's at 1 o'clock at the BDAC. And then Lighthouse High School graduates at 5 o'clock there at the district office multi-purpose room. And then at 7 o'clock, we actually have the adult ed graduation that we have every year. And every year, we've graduated between 20 and 35, you know, adults, people who've realized afterwards that they missed out, and they've come back to the adult ed program, and they get their high school diploma. So it's a really big day Friday.
I'm sure it never gets old, being a superintendent.
It doesn't. You know, sometimes I got into this profession 34 years ago to be with kids. And being a superintendent, you deal a lot more with adults. And so to be able to go watch, you know, the successes and watch people walk across that stage and get their diploma after 13 years, it's K-12 is, you know, throw kindergarten in there. It's 13 years that they've been trying to accomplish this feat. So it's a really neat thing.
As far as the superintendent goes, around this time of the year, what does May look like for you? Do things change up? I mean, how does the job itself change when you get to the very end of the school year?
Well, May is a unique month. We've every year we have a student awards banquet that EUCCU sponsors. We have a retirement dinner. It's just a lot of end of year type things. You know, there's with retirements, they have parties, and so you're going off to see people who've put in at least 30 years of their careers. So May's just really it's probably, maybe short of August and the 1st of September, it might be the busiest month, just going to all those different types of events and seeing all the great things that are happening.
Again, our guest right now is Carbon County School District Superintendent Steve Carlson. You're actually not going to hold that title much longer. The news broke last week that you've actually accepted the same position in Box Elder.
I have. It was a hard decision. I've been here 6 years, and in my career, I've in the state of Utah, in order to be able to retire, you either have to have 30 years in the Utah retirement system or reach the age of 65. And since I spent 14 years in Idaho, I've got to go at least 6 more years. And as I looked at it, it seemed like a good opportunity when the Box Elder job came open. It is a bigger district. There's 11,000 students there. It's a bump in salary. The biggest thing, though, is that it's dead center geographically in the middle of my 14 grandchildren. And so my oldest grandchild is 13 years old. He'll be 14, sometimes going to be a freshman in high school, and all the way around. I've got 11 grandsons who are going to play a lot of sports and be in a lot of activities, and three granddaughters that are great singers and dancers, so I'm sure I'm going to go to some concerts and some dance recitals and things like that. So it's really a move about family. I've loved my time here, but I've been missing out on a lot of family events, and so I'm excited about that.
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations on that. I do have to ask you a couple of questions about Carbon County School District. When you took this job 6 years ago, did you have a game plan in mind? Was there an end outcome that you were working towards when you took over that position?
Well, you know, I came down here knowing a little bit about the school district, but not a ton, and there's been a lot of evolution in how we educate children in the last few years, and so the plan kind of took over itself a little bit, and there's a thing called professional learning communities. You probably heard about it, but it's all about collaboration and people working together and teachers working together to help themselves become better at what they do. And so I just can't say enough about the collaboration that we've had with the district level staff and the principals and the incredible things that they're doing with education. You know, we have a tough demographic down here with some of the poverty and some of the things that are going on, but our teachers don't shy away from anything. They just flat say, if there's a kid in my classroom, I'm going to help them learn. And with our SAGE scores, they have a three-year trend line, and our SAGE scores have been trending upwards every year. And I'm so proud of the teachers and the principals and the staff that have helped that happen. You know, and you got to include things like all of the classified people, the food service, the custodians, just all those types of people that have an influence on the students to make them feel comfortable and good. And so really the game plan was to come here, hopefully build a culture of collaboration and trust. And I feel like we've done that, and I'm just really excited to, you know, in the next few years to talk to whomever my replacement is to see if this thing has continued, because that's the mark of a great, you know, leader, is to see if the culture that they were part of continues on. So that's my goal in a few years, to say, how's things going in Carbon? And they'll say, really good, we're going upward.
Well, it's always hard to assess yourself when you look back on your job, but you have managed to become such a well-respected and role model, I think, here in this community. Why? How? How do you do that? Because you have so many people that you have to please,
yeah.
Yet I never hear anything negative about Superintendent Carlson.
Well, you probably should talk to the Board of Education once in a while. They're my bosses, so they might not always say the same thing. But I've appreciated the Board of Education, and it's important for people, you know, out there to be involved and know who your board members are and have positive, you know, input. So I think that I really enjoy people. And I really enjoy talking to people, and I've just been so welcomed here in Carbon School District, you know, in a variety of avenues. You know, you probably know I get to sing and play the guitar with my good friend Wes Thompson, and I've just really, this is just really a unique, fun place down here in Carbon, and I just attribute the fact that I like people so much is probably, I've been blessed. You know, if anybody, I know nobody in this community knows my father. He's passed away now, but the guy loved people, and it's one great trait that I got from him. And so I think that's a secret, is just be friendly and show your concern and care about people, and it's just been fun to get to know people. I've been in six other school districts following both a coaching career years and years ago and then an administrative career. This is my toughest leave that I've ever had in all those times. And I even spent 9 years in my own home school district, the Bear Lake School District up in Idaho. So when I left there, it's actually tougher to leave here than when I left home, so to speak. So,
are you aware of any time frame that we can expect on a new superintendent being named?
I believe that the board is working on that. The board is the one who hires and fires the superintendents, but it looks like they're going to have their application deadline on July 1st. And they'll be, you know, the process, they put out a book. It's going to be on Utah School Board Association's webpage. And, you know, I think it probably will be out there on Monday or Tuesday. And so I actually take over in Box Elder July 1st, and they think that they should have their replacement by July somewhere 10th, 15th in that range. So it's kind of tough on this cycle, and it happens every year, but usually about right now is when the superintendents get selected. And then if the cycle happens, Carbon got stuck on the wrong side of the cycle for the second go around, and so it puts them a little bit behind schedule. But there are a lot of great people out there, and they're going to come to a great district, so I'm confident things will continue forward.
I know before we end, you actually wanted to give thanks to the county.
Yeah, I did. I just can't tell you the great time that I've had here for the last 6 years and how welcome I've been. And so I just want to thank you to, you know, the community. There's so many community members that have been really good to me besides the school community and the principals, teachers, the bus drivers, just, you know, custodians, food service workers. I just can't say enough about all the folks that have had an influence on me and had an influence on the direction of our school district. So thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
Superintendent Steve Carlson, it's always a pleasure to interview you. I appreciate you making out the time to stop by, and congratulations on the new adventure.
Thank you.
For more information on this interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.